Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Marshall. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Johnny Gorel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Drott. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Drott. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Blasingame. Batting second. The shortstop, Gene Fries. Batting third. The first baseman, Stan Musial. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Joe Cunningham. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Wally Moon. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gene Green. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jackson. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Larry Jackson. And now, play ball. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls strikes out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall takes first base on ball four. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marshall moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a fly ball into right field. Cunningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blasingame for the out. One out. Gene Fries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fries hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is hit by the pitch. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thompson moves to second. Johnny Gorel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorel strikes out. One out. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fries fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Thompson moves to third. Taylor moves to second. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thompson scores. Taylor scores. Drott moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a pop-up towards the mound. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. Cunningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boyer moves to second. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon takes first base on ball 4. Boyer moves to third. Cunningham moves to second. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boyer tags and scores. One out. It's 2-1, Cubs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Banks strikes out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morin moves to second. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Morin moves to third. Thompson moves to second. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Gorrell strikes out. Two outs. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Drott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is called out on strikes. One out. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0-for-1 in the game. Blasingame hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0-for-1 in the game. Freeze hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall scoops it up and throws to first, with Drott covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Walls hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. Dark hits a pop-up towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Marshall hits a pop-up towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Freeze misplays the ball. That's an error on Freeze. Walls moves to third. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-1 in the game. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall scoops it up and throws to first, with Drott covering, for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boyer takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boyer. The throw from Taylor and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Boyer scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's Cubs, 2, Cardinals, 2. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cunningham. The throw from Taylor and he is out, Banks applying the tag. Two outs. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Moon hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Cardinals. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Cunningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Taylor strikes out. Green drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Taylor out. Two outs. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-1 in the game. Flood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson bunts towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. Flood moves to second. One out. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0-for-2 in the game. Blasingame hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0-for-2 in the game. Freeze hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Drott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Freeze scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 3 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Moon. Dark reaches second base with a double. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Marshall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cunningham. Marshall reaches second base with a double. Dark scores. It's Cubs, 3, Cardinals, 3. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0 for 2 in the game. Musial takes first base on ball 4. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boyer hits a line drive towards first. Marshall catches it and steps on first to double up Musial. 2 outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cunningham hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Freeze scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Moon hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Green hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morin. Green reaches second base with a double. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to third for the out. Flood moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Flood scores. It's 4-3, Cardinals. Bill Henry now pitching. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0 for 3 in the game. Blasingame hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackson moves to third. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0 for 3 in the game. Freeze hits a line drive towards short. Banks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ruben Amaro now playing shortstop. Chuck Tanner pinch hits for Johnny Gorrell. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner strikes out. One out. Dale Long pinch hits for Bill Henry. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mutual scoops it up and throws to first, with Jackson covering, for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Walls hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tony Taylor now playing second base. Glenn Hobby now pitching. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Musial takes first base on ball 4. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cunningham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boyer moves to third. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Moon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson who is chasing the ball. Moon reaches third base with a triple. Boyer scores. Cunningham goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Cardinals. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Moon scores. It's 7-3, Cardinals. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Flood is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Irv Noren now playing left field. Wally Moon now playing right field. Joe Cunningham now playing first base. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro misplays the ball. That's an error on Amaro. Marshall moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-5, Cardinals. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Thompson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.